Detroit City Football Club recently purchased a plot of land in Corktown where it hopes to build a new stadium. The plan is for the venue to hold about 14,000 fans. WDET's Alex McLennan attended a club ownership meeting this week and has this report.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Detroit City Football Club began allowing the Northern Guard, that's the team's hardcore fans, to buy shares of DCFC. That group now owns about 10% of the club. A meeting this week at a bar in Corktown was their first opportunity to mull over plans for a new home pitch. Three Detroit City front office members sat at the front of the room, fielding questions and revealing details that were not previously announced, like how the team is working with a design group in England to draw up blueprints for the venue.
What drives it is really us, our standing in the community, and solidifying our future.
That's Sean Mann, the team's CEO. He says fan feedback will be an important, if not unavoidable, part of the design process.
We see these folks all the time. They corner us everywhere. So, like, you know, even before we get to proper listening sessions, they've been telling us what they want in the stadium for quite a while.
The club has played at Keyworth Stadium in Hamtramck since 2016. It only has room for about 8,000 fans. DCFC has grown a lot since then, and fans have noticed that rival teams in the United Soccer League play in venues that are a bit less cozy. Fans like John Sarge say amenities like the concessions being set up in trucks in the parking lot are lacking.
Keyworth is not a soccer stadium.
Sarge says while he enjoys the history of the venue, it is time for an upgrade.
I mean, it's barely wide enough, and I'm glad I'm not playing on the pitch, because if you don't watch it cut your angles right, you're going into the cushions that we put on the walls.
He also hopes a new home brings improved accessibility. Megan Heberlein is looking forward to updated facilities. She calls the bathroom arrangement in Hamtramck rough.
Rustic is a good word, yes. So to have updated bathrooms would be lovely, especially with flush toilets.
Technically, there are some flush toilets at Keyworth.
But I'll take the porta potties over those.
That said, there are things about DCFC's current home that fans want to see in Corktown, as Jason Shube explains.
One thing we really want to have is the supporter section, you know, right on top of the field like we have there.
In Hamtramck, the Northern Guard's place in the stands is along the east side of the field, directly behind City's player bench. That's different from a lot of stadiums, where diehard supporter sections are often found behind the goal.
I think it actually is a benefit to the team. I mean, it creates an atmosphere unlike anything else in American sports.
That isn't all fans say Keyworth has going for it. They think positively of the food trucks that show up on game day. Train tracks run alongside the stadium. Fans wave at passing engineers who blow the horn going by during matches. Daniel Ahern says it all makes for an environment unlike anything else.
There's been some pictures that are aerial pictures of Keyworth, like during a match. And you'll look and you'll go, God, that looks like second tier England, second tier Germany, you know, the neighborhood clubs. It's a great place to play.
Beyond maintaining a unique atmosphere, what the field is made of is also a priority raised by many of DCFC's community owners. Fans, like Ahern, say they want to see the playing surface made of grass, not turf.
Yeah, God created this game to be played on real grass, bro.
Jason Shube is also on the grass bandwagon.
In American soccer, most of the teams that are out there are playing on grass. I think the teams prefer to play on it. The players definitely prefer to play on it.
That's feedback club leaders will consider. Chief Creative Officer Alex Wright says it's important that DCFC games maintain a special feel, even as the club becomes more mainstream.
What we're always up against is there's four historic and established professional teams in this town, and what we have to do is find a way to stand out.
Wright says overall inclusivity, as well as having men's, women's, and youth teams, are things that can set Detroit City apart from the downtown sports landscape.
Those are the kind of things we have to offer that are bigger than trains or food trucks, but it's all part of the package that the more you follow this team, the more you realize what makes it so special.
There's still a lot to do before construction can kick off at the Corktown site. For example, the long vacant Northwest Detroit Hospital on the property will need to be knocked down. DCFC leaders say they're exploring a community benefits package to qualify for tax breaks from the city government. If all goes to plan, the club hopes to be playing in its new home in 2027. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.